This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. If you're looking to beat Labor Day traffic on the long drive home from grandma's, there's always private jet. A handful of startups like JetSmarter and Victor are hoping to become the Uber of the skies. Much like the popular private taxi service, these firms are designing apps to make it easier than ever to fly on private jets. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Will the gilded skies ever be the same? A wave of entrepreneurs want to take advantage of all the empty seats on private jets and lure people away from commercial air travel with promises of lower prices. Industry analyst Robert W. Mann Jr. doubts this is going to fly.
The merely affluent aren't going to be chartering private jet to St. Martin from New York. That's just beyond the means of anybody who isn't just stupid rich.
Mann says that St. Martin flight round trip would cost $80,000 to $90,000, depending on the jet. Or you could fly from JFK to the Caribbean island first class for as little as $1,000. Seth Kaplan is with Airline Weekly.
The economics between private jets and commercial air travel are just far more different than the economics between a private car and a taxi.
Kaplan says the economies of scale you get with commercial carriers are going to win out every time. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.